Matthew chapter 2. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, Herod the great, magi, wise men, from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is he who was born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. So he called together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, and anxiously asked them where the Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed, was to be born. They replied to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for this is what has been written by the prophet Micah. And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not in any way least among the leaders of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod secretly sent for the Magi and learned from them the exact time the star had first appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search carefully for the child, and when you have found him, report to me, so that I may come too and worship him." After hearing the king, they went their way, and behold, the star which they had seen in the east went on before them, continually leading the way, until it came and stood over the place where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And after entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then, after opening their treasure chest, they presented to him gifts fit for a king, gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned by God in a dream not to go back to Herod, the Magi left for their own country by another way. Now when they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt, and remain there until I tell you, for Herod intends to search for the child in order to destroy him." So Joseph got up and took the child and his mother while it was still night, and left for Egypt. He remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet Hosea, "Out of Egypt I called my son." Then Herod, when he realized that he had been tricked by the Magi, was extremely angry, and he sent soldiers and put to death all the male children in Bethlehem and in all that area who were 2 years old and under, according to the date which he had learned from the Magi. Then what had been spoken through Jeremiah the prophet was fulfilled. A voice was heard in Ramah, weeping in great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children. She refused to be comforted, because they were no more. But when Herod died, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother and go to the land of Israel, for those who sought the child's life are dead." And then Joseph got up and took the child and his mother and came into the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was ruling over Judea in a place of his father Herod the Great, he was afraid to go there. Then being warned by God in a dream, he left for the region of Galilee, and went and settled in a city called Nazareth. This was to fulfill what was spoken through the prophets, "He shall be called a Nazarene."